If anyone can hear this, we found them. We'd been lost, wandering for days. It seemed like the whole world had disappeared. And then we met a man, and he told us that they had all gone. All gone to AwesomeCon.
Everyone's at AwesomeCon. The district's comic and pop culture convention is back. William Shatner, George Takei, WWE World Champion Seth Rollins, and more. May 29th through 30th at the Washington Convention Center. Buy tickets now at AwesomeCon.com.
With a lot on my mind, and I'm looking for me a woman, but she's mighty hard to find. Lord, it's my country cousin, check the hottest spots in town. Oh, that little bit of woman, well, she just ain't around.
Oh, yes, hey everybody, welcome back. Thanks for listening to us. Can't believe we're actually doing this again. Hey everybody,
my
name is Joe.
Why can you not believe that?
You know what? Because every single day it's such like a treasure. It's such a breath of fresh air to be living. And guess what? You guys are listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show! Hey Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Who is in the studio today? This is like historic, man.
It's historic.
I can't believe this is actually happening. Who do we have?
We have Neve. It's her first podcast as a guest.
Ever. As anything.
Ever. As anything.
As anything. So this is the first time you've been as like a guest or a personality or...
I've never been on air.
Never been on air.
I was interviewed for a paper once in high school. That's pretty much as crazy as I've gotten.
Now you're taking it to the next level with your voice.
I'm working on it.
What was the paper? What was the article? What was the one that... broke you free from this?
Honestly, I think it was probably a made-up quote that I didn't actually say, but so I don't even remember.
Was it the newspaper or was it the high school yearbook?
Oh, well, I was in our, like, McLean Gazette thing for winning an award for yearbook, but I also in the yearbook.
Oh.
Oh, so you've done this before, I guess. I don't
know. No, definitely not.
I like that. That's why I was really excited to have you on, because I was wondering about that. I was like... Has Neve ever been on the... I wonder what's going to happen. What's going to happen on this show?
I'm excited. You said you're a nerd. Torment her?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's actually my goal in life. I really enjoy doing that. But I was
What's going to happen in the next hour or so? I don't know what's going to happen.
Because you said you're nervous, and whenever people say, like, oh, I'm nervous about being on, or I don't know what you've... Did you say con? You didn't say con.
I said bamboozled.
I bamboozled you to being on the show.
Oh.
And I'm like, since you used that word, I'm really proud of that.
You're proud of your trickery.
Because that word is such a powerful word to bamboozle somebody into doing something. I don't even know when that word came about.
A while ago, but
a couple years ago.
Back in the Middle Ages.
Back in the aughts.
I think this is going to be really, really fun. No one can notice this, but you have awesome bangs right now. just got to get that across. But first...
You got some banging bangs.
Banging news.
The best part of my personality. Yeah. Not my personality, it's the bangs.
And now, Carolyn's news.
All right, guys. AwesomeCon is coming right around the corner in a few weeks. It's May 29th, May 30th, and May 31st. It's a three-day show at the DC Convention Center, as you heard the commercial at the beginning of our Carolyn and Joe show. And Joe and I will be on a whole bunch of panels. Like, we are completely busy all weekend long. So that Friday, I pulled up the schedule and I'm reading off of it. That Friday, I'm going to be on a panel called How to Use Social Media to Promote Your Work. And that's Friday at 2:30. And Joe, aren't we doing a live Carolyn and Joe Show podcast also Friday at 4 p.m. Is that correct?
That is true. And you know,
and
guys,
we have some announcement to announce.
We do have some announcements to say. And there's always like a lot of shuffling that's going around with this convention about who's going to be on what panel and who's going to be on what and whatever. So, but the one thing to get across is before last week, we were supposed to have Billy Martin from Good Charlotte and his comic books. I forget what his name is. Yeah, he does.
He did a cover for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
So he also did an Adventure Time.
But at this point, yeah, he does comics. He's going to be at the convention. But the thing is, though, he is not going to be on the panel now. There's been some shuffling happening. And the rumor has it, and it's a very strong rumor, and we might be hearing total confirmation about it. I've been hearing yes or no.
But we should announce it if it's not official.
I'm just good. We should not, or should we do it anyway?
I think we should hold off.
Oh.
I don't want to have like a second guest, you know, if things shuffle around.
But I will say that we are going to have a guest.
Okay.
And it's going to be an awesome guest.
Yes.
It's potentially going to be a female guest.
Yes.
That people have heard of and have seen their work on television.
Yes.
So that's awesome, right, Neve?
Incredibly. I have no clue what you're talking about.
But it sounds awesome.
Yeah. But now I want to know.
We need to tease it one more week until it's official, in my opinion.
That's all I do is just tease stuff. That's what I'm known for.
So anyway, either way, we're going to have our live podcast at 4 p.m. on that Friday of AwesomeCon. And then Joe also at 6:30 on Friday, we're stacking it up. Joe will be moderating the WWE superstar Seth Rollins, trademark, VIP and WWE registered diva Natalya TM Q&A. Anyway, either way, Seth Rollins and Natalya from WWE panel. You will be moderating that, and that's exciting. I mean, Seth Rollins is the world champion.
I'm excited about that.
I mean, he's the king of WWE right now.
I'd like to think that I made that happen somewhat just by inspiring people to want them to be at the show.
Yes, and also due to also some shuffling in the schedule because I was double booked, I am also doing a panel called Create Your Own Superhero Symbol on Friday at 7 p.m. and that's for the little kiddos. Or, you know, last time I did this panel, the adults also jumped in and did their own superhero symbol. So as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be in the K zone, which is the kids area. But as far as I'm concerned, adults can join in too. Teenagers also, if you really want to. I really think that everyone should have a superhero symbol for themselves.
I feel lacking without one.
Yeah, like maybe, you know, you need to come and do the superhero symbol.
I think I will.
Yeah.
I think that'd be awesome.
I think everyone needs to have one. So it doesn't matter if you're a kid or not, join us in the K zone. That's at 7.
I've been describing this convention as like the Super Bowl of pop culture conventions on the East Coast, because that's what it pretty much is.
It sure is. I mean, like, there's a ton. Like, right there on Friday, that's already between the all of us, that's like we're already doing like 6 hours or something of panels. What do we got on Saturday? There's a podcasting panel.
There's a podcasting panel that we're part of because we have a podcast.
Really? Do you know what time that is?
I believe it's going
to
be.
I think it's
at 4 o'clock.
Do we have anything Saturday morning?
I have something Saturday morning.
What is on Saturday morning for you?
I'm part of the
Awesome Filmmakers.
That's at noon. I got the other one.
That's 12:45.
12:45. I have my filmmaking panel. That's going to have Simon Kim. It's going to have Fernando. It's going to have Capello, Frahoom, and Kuni Oe. It's going to be great. I can just say it's going to be great.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm still looking for
10 o'clock. I have the summer movie panel.
Oh, you have that too?
Yeah. I'm passing judgment on summer movies that are coming out, which is probably just going to be all about me promoting Mad Max.
I didn't even know about that panel. It's good to know now. Okay, also, I'm trying to look for when our podcasting panel is on Saturday. There's just so much.
4:45 for 4 o'clock. One of those things. Just get to the show and we'll tell you.
But you know what? We should put it on the website as well, because there's just so much. And then Sunday, do we have any panels?
Nope.
I think we will just be at the Curl Studio.
Unless I pull a wild card real quick.
Yes. Do you
go to conventions or anything like that? Is that something you've ever been into?
I know, but I feel like it should be.
Really? Yeah. Why? Why is that?
I'm
feeling left out? Is that what's happening?
Do you want to do some cosplay?
I feel like that's... Well, I'm not so sure about that. But it's something that I feel like all of my friends that I think are cool do and
really?
Go to.
That's
so.
True, because one of the ways I've heard about you was through Joey, who was actually on the show. Two weeks ago,
I listened to part of that one.
Did you?
Yeah,
Joey. Like, I looked at the the views on that. He has a lot of views on that episode. Man.
Maybe he's a guy with a lot of pals.
There's a lot. Yeah, I was blown away by that.
Or maybe people just wanted to hear about the 90s.
Did you enjoy listening to Joey's episode or what you heard from it?
I hated it. I hated this podcast. I made sure I would never want to come on.
Never again.
Yeah.
Now I'm on it.
And thus the bamboozling that happened.
Yeah, I thought this was a coffee shop. I think I might have walked into the wrong place.
Well, it's funny because there's no coffee in this house. This is a non-drinking coffee location.
Yeah, this is an anti-coffee
zone. Then we have tea.
Drats.
We have tea.
We have a shit ton of tea.
So it's a tea house.
Again, bamboozled.
You've been bamboozled. You've totally been bamboozled. So you think like since like... all your friends you think that are cool or into that stuff, you're like, I think I should get into that too.
I think I should at least give it a try. I try to give most things a try, which is why I have a lot of hobbies that I'm not very good at.
Like what?
Well, I do photography, ceramics, I paint, I knitted for a while, I get into way too many TV shows and never watch them all to the end, even if I really like them. It just, I am not great at, I don't
follow
know.
Follow through.
Yeah, I mean, I will for a few things, but I try everything out.
Yeah, I like that.
What are the,
give
I mean,
it a chance.
What are the skills that you'd say, or the hobbies that you say you are not good at? Because you listed those. What are the ones, like, if you were to look at and be like, man, I actually really suck at photography, or I actually suck at knitting. What are the ones?
First off, just like the worst thing I'm at in the world is economics. That's not a hobby, but it never will be.
What do you mean? Like you just don't, you can't.
It just doesn't make the wording, and it's just not something my brain can compute.
As in, like, I don't know how to spend properly. Is that what you mean?
No, no, no. I mean, I took an economics class and it was awful.
I mean, I had the same thing. I like dropped out. That's one of the dropped out classes I had.
Yeah, actually, our class started with like 450 people and it ended with 100 because everyone
makes
dropped
sense.
Out.
What?
But I'm not great at drawing. I'm all right at painting. Ceramics was fun.
That's strange. You like painting, but you don't like drawing. Or you're not good at drawing, but you think you're stellar at painting. Is that what you mean?
Well, I'm really good with color.
Okay.
That was like one of my favorite part of doing ceramics was also like always the glazes and doing all of that stuff. Because I'm really good with an eye for color, but I have trouble with drawing.
Now, the real thing is, and this is just like with me and like supposedly like math. It wasn't the fact that I didn't like or that I thought that I sucked at math. It's just there became a certain point where it became like difficult and I was just like, I don't want to continue with this.
You hit a
like,
roadblock.
Yeah, but like I bet like if I really tried, I could have gotten it. You know what I mean? If I was really inspired to do, what level of math like did you get up to? I was only like algebra 2 or something like that.
I went up to AP calculus.
Okay, so you kicked ass in math. Yeah, see like, you know, like that first fourth of your math career, I was just like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. It's not inspiring to me unless I watch Jurassic Park and see like Jeff Goldblum's character. He's like a mathematician, right?
That would be the only thing that would drive me to want to continue with math.
Yeah, like that would be inspiring to me. Yeah. Other than
Jeff
that,
Goldblum.
Yeah. Other than
he's
that,
an inspirational dude.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, well, what else? How, like, when you get to that, what type of math problems are you getting at that AP calculus?
Honestly, well, so I went up to AP calculus, but then I was out of school for a few years after high school, and then I went back, and I'm definitely not at that level anymore, so I dropped down a few classes.
But do you remember like the problems?
But there were a lot of.
I don't even know what calculus really is, actually.
There were a lot of graphs and lots of letters, and nothing that made enough sense for me to remember it to tell you.
Like I can't even like fathom. I don't even know what calculus actually means. It's like, okay, is that really when it gets to like now when a train is going this fast? And then
there was some of that.
Is that what that?
But really, I was just in it for the puns and being able to say calculator after class. So
like a mathlete was like a mathlete.
No, God, I was not good enough for that.
I did watch Mean Girls and wish I was that awesome at math.
Me too, but I dropped out of high school or dropped out of public high school because I got really sick, and so I did not continue to be good at it, and I don't remember any of it.
So
I don't remember much of that class.
So when you were sick. You weren't, like, as inspired. You're like, well, I'd rather not do it right now.
Well, I mean, I was more focused on, you know, learning how to walk again.
Yeah.
And not, like...
And that's a crazy thing. That's actually one of the first stories that you told me. And that, like, blew my mind. Like, I would never... Like, looking at you right now, I'd never... Even back then, or that wasn't even that long ago. I would never, like, even known that you had to go through that. I don't even really know how you survived all that. What exactly happened?
Tell the story.
Okay. Well, I've always had problems with my immune system, but my senior year of high school, I got a virus that was going around the school, but I got it way worse than everyone else, and I ended up I was going into, on the verge of organ failure, and that was not great, so I ended up in the emergency room.
That's nuts.
But then after that, over the, once they, like, fixed me up and gave me lots of fluids...
Fix you up.
Shout out to the nurses who saved my life.
Nurses are awesome.
Yeah, but then it over the next like few months, I slowly lost the ability to like climb upstairs, and it got to the point eventually where I couldn't sit up or like feed myself or.
So what was it that you got? Was it just something that was going around?
It's
just like, oh,
yeah,
you got, like,
it was
the
a
cold?
Normal virus that everyone else got. It was a stomach thing.
Do you know who's at fault for this? like specific person.
I wish, but honestly, I'll catch anything at the drop of a hat.
Okay, so it's not like at that.
I knew I got it from Billy in math class.
At that fucking pep rally and he sneezed on me or some shit like that.
Unfortunately, I don't have anyone to enact
what if you
my
did?
Revenge on. Well, yeah. That would make it a lot more fun.
You know what's crazy, too? When people get sick like that, I always, like, I have never had anything that drastic happen to me, like, physically. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like, I'm always like, wow, that is crazy. Like, that is such a huge deal. But then I sometimes think if I, like, the people that it actually does happen to, they always kind of are like, yeah, I almost died, and then this happened, and blah, blah, blah. And it's almost like this, like, strength kicks in within them that they, like, made it through. And so they kind of, in my head, like, I'm not saying you're blowing it off, but they kind of, like, dismiss it as to be like, oh, yeah, like, this major thing happened to me, but then I overcame it, and then now I'm fine. You know, like,
yeah.
Like, and in my head, I'm like, you know, I hear about, like, okay, the comic book hero Daredevil, he's blind, but all his other senses are, like, extremely heightened,
mm-hmm.
but he can't see, you know? So it's almost like maybe that, like, something, like, kicks in with you that you're able to overcome everything, and then, like, in hindsight, you're just like, I made it. Like, but to somebody who has never been sick, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
it's bigger. It sounds bigger than, like, what you would make it out to be.
It oddly, it made me so much more optimistic, and yeah. I kind of, it sounds so cheesy and stuff, but yeah. I came to peace with, like, oh, I might die, and that's all right, and then it made everything, once I got the first few diagnoses, it just, I was like, oh, I made it through this.
I think it will make you, like, a stronger person overall, like, with anything that happens in life. Like, even if it's something small that someone might make a bigger deal about. Like, oh my god, I can't believe my bangs got out of place because of the wind, you know? And then, like, that's nothing compared...
Because of the wind.
But that's nothing compared to, like, something that you've been through already, so you can easily, like, get through life.
I don't know. Bangs are a pretty serious
yeah.
business, and I don't like to joke around about
yeah.
that. But
like, they always have to be in their place.
Yeah.
But
I see your point, but let's not jinx my bangs.
Bangs perfect at all times.
So how did when it happened? So because you said you've always had a problem with your immune system?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Since forever.
Yeah, I mean, when I was 5, I got chickenpox 3 times in 1 year after being immunized.
What?
So.
You're like, this isn't working, guys.
Yeah.
So your, like, superhero symbol would somehow, like, be like, diseases are drawn to me.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's the one I would have picked had I got the choice, but, but yeah, most likely.
See, I always had this theory that, like, all right, so say you have, like, your, what's the name for it? Like, your...
myalgic encephalomyelitis?
Who makes up this name?
Well, that's actually a new name because it used to be called chronic fatigue syndrome. But
that sounds a lot easier.
Yeah, but chronic, but that doesn't sound as serious as it is. So a lot of doctors in the past couple of months have moved to change the name so that people don't just brush it off. Because mm-hmm. I mean, it can be fatal and
yeah.
there's no cure. And
it reminds me of in the Wile E. Coyote cartoons
mm-hmm.
when they freeze it and it says like Coyote and then it says like the bigger name underneath it. That's what it looks like when you say like the whole entire thing.
Yeah, the pronunciation will trip me up a bit, but
I mean it'll trip me up.
So what is it again? Fibromyalgia.
Well, I have fibromyalgia because
okay.
of it, but
okay.
It's
wait. So now I'm like, what's going on with all these things?
Myalgic encephalomyelitis.
So it's actually
okay.
two things.
It's one thing.
It
led to the fibromyalgia.
So they just add.
But then, because of that, it made me prone to a bunch of other diseases. And
oh, okay.
It's a kind of, like, dysautonomia, which means it fucks with your autonomic nervous system. It's a neural disease.
So what can you do for prevention?
Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, there's not that I've read,
There's no, like, pill they can give you at this point or something like that?
No, because it can be triggered by extreme stress. Not just, like, oh, no, a big day at work, but that in combination with a virus, but they don't actually know that much about what triggers it or if it's a predisposition in the genes because there hasn't been much research into it. But like a quarter of all people with it can't even leave their beds or houses.
Oh my
but
God.
You obviously...
I was there for a while.
Yeah.
I had to go to my cousin's wedding in a wheelchair and all that stuff. But I got better, and which is hugely encouraging.
Yeah.
And I lucked out with a lot of doctors, but it took years to get a diagnosis.
But you had to deal with it for basically forever, like through like elementary, high school. Or...
I had to deal with something that made it, I had to deal with, see, they don't really know. They don't know if it kicked in and got worse when I got sick in high school or if I,
so you think these doctors would know something, right?
Yeah. Well, there's not really any research into it though. The, ME Association is working to get donations to work on research for it. So I'm plugging that.
So how did you personally deal with it? Like the first, like just in general growing up, were you just like, I can't, that seems like a bubble situation. Like you would just live in a bubble.
There was a bit of that.
Wait, so you had a bubble?
No, I didn't have a bubble, oh, okay. But, but there was a lot of like, oh no, you can't go out to do that.
Like what? Like,
well, just
during like the pollen time or something like that.
Well,
or?
Pollen stuff. And then if I was even on the verge of getting sick, I couldn't, you know, go out to my friend's party or do any of that stuff because I had to work a lot harder to stay healthy.
See, personally for me, I would like even today, I get really mad. Say if I know someone was sick and then like they would sneeze and like not doing it. I'm just like, I'd get so mad because I'd pinpoint that moment. It's like, I know that's when, yeah, that's how I got sick.
I know I'm going to be sick in 2 days.
And then when I get sick in 2 days, I'm like, God, I'm just cursing that person so bad.
Well, the difference being that for me, I would get sick with things that other people would be exposed to. They just wouldn't catch it and it wouldn't, they were immune to it and it wouldn't be a big deal.
Because they can just shake it off.
Yeah, I would just get it more often. I get it like time and time again and not build an immunity. I'd stay sick longer. It was rough.
What type of stuff did you do when you were bedridden?
Well, when I could read, I would read a lot, but I couldn't hold a book up for a long time. I watched a lot of movies. a lot of sleeping, nothing too interesting. A lot of going crazy, completely stir crazy.
Really? Like, yes. Would your mind just start? Because that's, what is it? What is it when you start, when you can just stay in one room and you just, it's not cabin fever or something like that. Or maybe it is cabin fever.
There was definitely some cabin fever.
Like when you just lose your mind being in one room. I guess maybe that's what it is.
Cabin fevers are crazy, all of these. And it was miserable. And
because that's a punishment, like in jail. That's like what when you go like to the isolation chamber or whatever it's called.
Yeah. It, honestly, solitary.
One. Solitary, yeah. That's solitary what it is. Confinement. It's like you're stuck in solitary confinement.
Yeah. It made going to hospitals to go see doctors really exciting. But
because you're like, I'm out.
Yeah, like, oh, the outside, there are windows, and I can see things, and
did
the air smells like this.
Did your room not have a window?
Well, my room in where I was, once I got out of the hospital and, like, back home when I was bedridden, I'm, like, kind of underground, so there's a window, but it's a very tiny one.
Like a basement window.
Yeah. And but just being able to, like, smell the outdoors, hear a bird chirp, it was very, I don't know, it was nice to get out.
You know, it's really cool because you get to sort of appreciate then things that we just take for granted, like getting out and smelling stuff.
Yeah, like, oh, taking out the trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I'm strong enough to do that now.
Yeah. Like, maybe that's, I always have this theory of, like, say, you know, you do have this, just like Daredevil, what did you gain? You know, there must be something else. Like the power of the bangs? Is that like...
Well, I had the bangs before, so...
Okay, so...
But honestly, it just made me a lot more optimistic. No matter how bitter I can be, which is very, I still feel my outlook towards life is a lot more positive. And it made me appreciate my mom even more. I don't know. Stuff like that. I'm trying not to get too sappy.
Aww. I know, but this sounds like a perfect like sort of like romance like story that like what's the dude that did The Notebook or something like that?
Nicholas Sparks.
My cousin was in that movie.
What?
Yeah. What? That's like
your cousin's
my,
Ryan Gosling.
That's my favorite. He was the uncle. That's my favorite chick flick. I love that movie. But the uncle. Wait, I'm trying to think of who the uncle.
He only has a line or two, but at the like brunch scene or whatever where. Meeting each other's family.
Okay. I'll have to go back and check that out. I don't know if
his
I remember.
His name is Cullen Moss.
Cool.
You can check his IMDb.
That's awesome. Yeah. I definitely will.
It does seem like, but like, I feel like that's a story. It's like, okay, you can't get out, right? You're stuck in the house. You're sick. You can't get out of the bed. But then like, maybe, like, I'm thinking like, what would be an awesome like romance story to this? Like, well, you meet someone beforehand that like you guys fall in love, but then you get sick and now he can't get to you. And that builds like some sort of message system and you write notes to each other somehow. through the, I don't know. That could be something.
I'm not sure.
Maybe that's what happened.
I'm not sure, so sure about that happening. But
you're but like, that's not my life story.
As a lifetime
thanks.
Movie kind of thing, though, I regained the ability to walk just in time to walk across the stage at my high school graduation.
Oh, cool.
And like graduated with my class and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was huge.
How were your other peers, students, when you had that disease? Like, how did they react to it?
Well, I didn't tell very many people. Okay. I kind of just disappeared, and people didn't really know what was going on with me. And honestly, not that many people asked. But my best friends came to like visit me, mm-hmm. both at home and in the hospital. And my like core group of friends have
Your
been
circle.
Yeah, they've been really understanding because I flake a lot because if I get too sick to do something, it'll happen last minute and I can't go out. But they've been really understanding. As much as they can be, because people really don't know what it is that I have.
It is sort of like a, you know, it's like you can't go out. It's not like it, I don't think it,
it's
not really
oh,
flaking.
To,
yeah, it's not like oh, I'm, just I don't know. Some people just don't show up to stuff. But you have like you wanted to go. I'm assuming.
Yeah. There are lots of things I've wanted to do. There was like a Smashing Pumpkins concert I almost got to go to for free, and I was with my friend, and that would have been great. But then I was sick and had finals the next week, and I couldn't expend that energy because I knew I wouldn't regain it back in time for the things that I had to do, not just wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but did you tell them or did you just not show up?
No, I told them.
Yeah, see, but that's just not flaking out. To me, that's not flaking out.
But if it happens again and again, I just feel really bad about it.
Well, yeah of course. I mean, not, yeah.
One of my biggest flaws, but it's not really anything I can control, so
I don't know if it's your flaw, it's the universal flaw,
but at least you're communicating, because there have been a couple people in my life that have came across that like they say they're gonna do something or be somewhere and then they like just disappear, and I'm like, does that person exist, you know, like at least you're like, hey guys, it's not gonna happen, sorry. You know, like there's communication, so that's all that matters.
Maybe this will be just like the craft. Maybe you're supposed to get Wicca powers in some form.
I try and dress as witchy as possible, so hopefully I'll get the power of Manon.
I feel like with the bangs and your hair that you'd fit perfectly if you had a witch gang.
Right. I actually had worked on starting one.
Really? You did? did you choose specifically, just like in the
plans for a coven.
It's gonna be awesome.
Coming 2016.
Like, I was actually a massive fan of that.
Something near you.
Like, I actually had like a lot of like photo shoots where we would use that as like references, and they would never like. It's weird when we do like a photo shoot and we have all these references. I know in the back of my head it's not actually gonna turn out like the references because that would be just copying.
Yeah, I've experienced that with you.
Yeah.
Where our last one was supposed to be like Winona Ryder-y Heathers.
Yeah.
Again, like another great movie.
Exactly.
But, like, that was definitely not what happened. It turned into like Forest Fairy.
Yeah,
and I don't really see the connection.
It's just part of the organic nature of just like
it's where it goes.
At least there's something like to
at
me,
least you have a starting point.
Yeah, at least there's a starting point. If everything breaks down, we can go back to like what it was before. But like, you know, when I'm with Hannah, and then it's you, then she sees her face, and then she's like, oh my god, we can do this. And like, well, we didn't talk about this before, so then we asked you like, what do you think about this? And then you threw like some sort of woodland creature that I'd never even heard of.
No, she used the word gelfling.
I was like, what is gelfling?
What is that? It's
see, I don't, I'm not
kind of like a woodland nymph thing.
Like an elf.
I think it might have been possibly a Gaelic term or somewhere near there with words like that, but I don't really know.
Yeah, see, like when an idea gets like just thrown down right there, sometimes all bets are off, and you just gotta see where it goes.
I have a bad habit for saying yes to everything, which is how I ended up here.
Sometimes it turns into great things, though.
It might lead to something even greater.
Most of the times, it works out pretty well. Not always great for things like trying to choose which food you want, because everyone will just say, oh, I'm fine with whatever, and I'm indecisive, and I'll say, yeah, I'm cool with whatever.
But it works
really well for art stuff.
Yeah, but do you, I have a talent for that situation. I don't know if I have a talent, but maybe a curse. You know, like when you're with your friends and everyone's like, oh, I'm hungry. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I don't know. You decide. I'm always the guy that I feel that has to step up and say something. But I have to just say something to get rejected. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just to get the ball rolling.
At least that helps people realize what they really want and that they really aren't cool with anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're like, how about Mexican? And then somebody's like, well, I don't know about Mexican. And then, but before they were like, anything, man, just pick anything. You know? And yeah. So then, like, now Mexican's out because you put it out there.
It's a maybe, long list to rule out, but yeah, it works.
Maybe, like, you can try a different tactic and pick something that's, like, your second choice. You know, if you say, like, Italian, and then, no, I mean, man, instantly I they're to... just going to shoot it down. And then, like, be like, well, what about Mexican? And then they're like, okay.
See, the way I do it.
It might work like that.
These days, the way I figure out this group meal situation is just to ask, so what did you have yesterday? We can't do that. What did you already have this week? We can't, you know, just go by default, no repeating. You know what I mean? And that seems to work. Unless people really want to just have pizza all the time.
And who doesn't, to be honest?
I know. I could have pizza all the time.
It's hard to go wrong with pizza.
You can't go wrong with pizza. You can't have bread and cheese and tomato sauce.
I used to think that you couldn't. I changed what I just said. I used to think that you couldn't go wrong with pizza, but I've changed my mind. I've recently become like a pizza connoisseur snob because Pizza Hut did not not that they didn't deliver, but they did not like deliver with their flavor and pizza. I was disappointed in the Pizza Hut. And I just want to put that out there there are some bad pizzas.
I normally don't go with like Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Domino's, which sounds like super snobby, but it's just not.
What do you like?
That's right. You are in the right.
You're in the right. Seriously. So we can't, like, I'm not going to say that comment where, like, all the time I'm always like, yeah, you can't go wrong with pizza. But the truth
is
you definitely can.
I just had the worst Domino's pizza. Their white sauce is so disappointing.
Yeah.
But Angelico's is really good. They're in Fairfax. I don't know. There are a few places. I usually go for obnoxiously expensive pizza.
Well, because it's the best.
It's it's like,
but I've definitely had pizza like 4 times this week. If we're being completely honest.
You can't go
different
wrong.
Pizza or just the same pizza you're working on the whole week?
Three different pizzas.
What were these pizzas?
I had a Gruyere tart.
A
Gruyere tart. Gruyere is one of my favorite types of cheese. I had a Domino's pizza with mushrooms and spinach, and I had what was the other one? And then I went to Firenze and had had a pizza where you like can put anything on it, and I put a bunch of vegetables and stuff, and it was delicious.
So it seems like you're a vegetable heavy, you're a salad pizza type person.
Not salad pizza. I'm not gonna put lettuce on my pizza, but you know.
But yeah, but that's
spinach artichokes.
Dude, that spinach mushroom tasted pretty good, but from Domino's, I'm not sure.
It was never again.
No.
I definitely ate the whole thing, a whole pizza by myself, but it was awful.
<You're> and they've been crying recently as having like pizza wars. It feels like continues because Domino's didn't they have like a deal where it's like large carryout for like $6 or something or $6.99?
See,
I was like, that's a pretty good price.
But see, I can't do Domino's right now. I can't even though they changed their name to Domino's, they changed it from Domino's Pizza to Domino's.
Yeah, we're just Domino's.
No one doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
But you remember when they had not Domino's.
That was Domino's.
Little Caesars. They don't have the pretzel crust anymore.
I did some research. Okay, Little Caesars.
They
have a pretzel crust pizza. And like honestly, it really isn't any type of high end pizza. It is like a $6 pizza. It is crappy like nacho cheese with the regular cheese with the pretzel crust, and it is like a ballpark type pizza, but I like it. There's something about it that it's not a high-end pizza. It's just good shitty pizza. Like it's not healthy for you.
It doesn't have anything redeeming for it other than it's satisfying.
Yeah, it's just good. It's a good cheap pizza, and it's nice. It tastes good in the mouth.
that's the quote of the day, man. Tastes good in mouth.
But they have taken it away and they've replaced it with this like bacon wrapped crust pizza.
Sounds awful, and not just because I don't eat meat or bacon, but
like I never tried it. I went in there trying to get the pretzel crust. And they're like, no, we're sold out, but we do have the bacon. And I'm like, no. And I just walked out. but I did.
No.
I did research. I Googled the pretzel.
No.
Well, because also what happened is at work, we found out that Pizza Hut does a pretzel crust. And I was all about that. So I'm like, dude, we need to try it. It did not come out very good. We also ordered a sriracha pizza because my boss loves sriracha. And that wasn't You know, it just wasn't, it was just, we all felt like shit afterwards, and we're like.
And it wasn't even worth it.
No, it
wasn't. If it's good pizza, it can be worth feeling like, awful.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't feel awful about yourself, feel awful physically, and not have had a good pizza.
Exactly.
That's the key of good pizza. Like, you have to have a smile.
But their pretzel crust at Pizza Hut is, like, so subpar to the Little Caesars one. So
have
that's
had,
why.
Have you had that?
I haven't.
Like any pizza pretzel crust?
No, I've not.
Mm.
Does that sound appealing to you, though, with, like, the cheap nacho cheese?
Like... I feel like yes. I don't really like pretzels, the idea of it sounds really good.
Yeah, it's like they have the salt on the edge, too. I love it. I dig it. But, you know, I know it's not for everybody, but I did Google it to find out more information, and the rumor is it will be back in June or July. So...
Mark your calendars, folks.
It became like
a Reddit
addiction.
Rumor.
It became such a... Also because it's just $6. Like, I remember in, you know, like, so Little Caesars has that, like, $5, what's the tagline?
It's the $5 hot and ready.
Hot and ready. I remember it was at VCU where I first discovered that, and we used to get that, like, every freaking day.
I mean, that's a college
it's
kid's
$5, man.
Dream.
Is there still a Little Caesars there?
It was by across the street from Plaza. Do you know where Plaza
yeah,
is
I
on
do.
Gray Street?
I do.
It's, like, across the street from there. Or it was.
I don't
know if it's still there.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
The only one's, like, this... prodigal pretzel crust is returned.
So,
yes.
Are you enjoying your time in Richmond, in the city of Richmond?
I am. I like it so much better than here. Honestly, like, my mental health and my mood boosted so much when I moved to Richmond. It was crazy and unexpected, but I'm much happier there. I like it.
What is that? Well, like, have you always been, like, a... Like, when you wanted to go to a school, were you like, I need to go to one in the city? Or did you want that sort of, like, college town-y type of...
Honestly, once I started thinking about it, I was so sick and had missed so much school.
And I was like, I want to get the fuck out.
I was applying
out.
When I was, like, dropping out, so my grades were all incomplete, and so I didn't have very many options, and then...
Do you get any type of workaround because of your condition?
I'm supposed to, but I have to work on that paperwork.
Okay.
There's a lot of paperwork involved
with
that.
I mean, I'm only saying that because, like, I really feel like they have to make some exceptions, just... Because naturally, you're not actually in school.
Yeah.
it's kind of hard.
They were supposed to do a lot more than they did. And there were a lot of issues with it. But in the end, you know, at least I got it over with and got it done. And I got my degree or whatever, my diploma.
Yes.
And then I decided that I needed to take some time off to do physical therapy and stuff like that. And that, because there was no way I would be ready to go to school. So then I did that. And then I started working. And it wasn't until after this past Christmas that I found out I was going to school. Because I had applied, but I wasn't sure how I was going to do it or pay for it. And then after Christmas, I got the news that it would be paid for. And then, so I had like a week in between having no idea I was going to school to moving in.
Oh, wow.
So that was crazy and hectic. But VCU is good because it's, like, close to my family, close to my doctors, but far enough away that I'm actually away. And the city is definitely preferable to, like, college campus for me.
I think it's definitely more character building, if I can describe it like that.
And it's closer to the real world.
Yeah, it's closer to the real world because, like, college campus is sort of like, you know,
secluded.
Just camp.
Yeah,
just
and it's a place camping. That it's not like the city isn't there because the school is there. The school is there because the city's there.
Yeah.
And that's a huge differentiation.
But now it's feeling like it's reversing.
But yeah, now it's like Richmond should just be retitled like VCU.
Yeah.
For the most part. Because of this, like, I feel like the school changed it so much. Even I can look back, you know, like, years previous before me, I remember some people were like, oh, that, you know, their reputation was kind of scary, and there was a lot of, you know, drugs and I don't know, prostitution and, like, crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, especially
in
the
70s.
Like, where that Little Caesars was, that
area,
there was,
like,
lots of prostitution.
Well, Gray Street Theater used to be a, like, porn theater.
Yeah.
And that whole, I guess, Gray Street, I mean, I wasn't there back in the day, but, you know, whatever, 20, 30 years ago was, like, you know, hell on earth or something from what I've heard. And it, like, and some people, it took VCU a long time to really shake off that reputation. But now it's, like, great. And they have great art programs, engineering.
It's one of the best, it's, like, the best public art school in the country, but also now everyone is, there's too much basketball center.
Is there a lot of basketball happening?
Yeah, well, now, like, our coach left, and that's a big thing, and everyone's upset. Yeah.
I just actually found out about that yesterday. When did he leave?
Like, a month ago, maybe? I don't really
know.
I found out about that late. But it was really funny, because apparently he had just given an interview a few months previous saying, you know, I would never abandon my players like my father abandoned me.
Yeah.
And then he made the announcement that he was leaving.
Well, do we know where we left to?
Texas? I don't know.
Okay,
Texas.
So he
somewhere probably, in the south, I think.
I mean, I don't know the details, but he obviously somehow got a better deal.
Yeah,
or something.
Following that dollar,
but,
you know.
But he was getting paid a lot at VCU.
He was the highest paid
employee.
Yeah,
yeah. Like he was like, I don't know his salary, but he was getting paid a lot. And I actually found out about that by accident somewhere. I don't even know where I found out about that. And I was like, what? Shaka Smart left? I didn't know. And that shocked me because I did hear that interview as well. You know, I thought he was pretty locked in for, like, at least, you know, 5 years or so. I mean, but then at the same time, he you know, to give him credit, I'm not saying now he's like his father, but, like, he did, because when they did that Final Four run, that was about 4 or 5 years ago. So he did stay a longer amount than he needed to, in a way, because he got bigger offers at other schools, and he chose to stay at VCU.
Yeah, we didn't do so well this past year.
But maybe you know, but maybe it's like he was just like, I'm done now. I'm moving somewhere else.
I'm incredibly neutral on the topic. Yeah. I haven't been to a game yet or anything. So
well, back when we were going, it was like they were trying to get more people in the stands, and I remember you could easily sit in the first or second row and no one would even be there.
Those days.
Like, there was basically, like, no one going to basketball games. They're like, please come to the basketball games, you know? Like, and then now it's, like, a big thing. I mean, it is kind of sad that Shaka's leaving. I think he's a good dude. But, you know, I don't know the details, so can't really. You know, I'm kind of neutral, too. It's like, it's more of like, well, he must have had, you know. You can't really tell somebody to be at the same place for their whole career. Especially these days.
Sports, man. I have.
Do you have any sports?
No.
But you're a music person, though, right?
Yeah. I had no talent of my own, but incredibly into the scene, and my family has a lot of talent.
But I've seen you hold a guitar before.
I don't remember that.
In my dreams.
What is it about that world? Is that only you want to be involved in somewhat?
I'm actually interested in entertainment law because I figure if I can't contribute to the music, I can at least like protect some of the people who are. But I mean, I grew up in an incredibly like musical situation and family. Like almost all my family is are musicians, and then
how did you skip out on that? What happened?
I don't know.
Have you tested that? Have you tried to play guitar?
I could give a lot of excuses, but I'm not going to.
Have you tried singing? Can you sing?
No.
Can you
That's
hum?
My father's fault. He's very tone deaf, and I got it from him.
Okay.
And my mom tells me I can't sing, so I feel like if your mom's telling you you can't sing, you probably shouldn't.
Or you can go into hip-hop. They don't need to sing there, do they? Don't worry about that. You don't have to go into hip-hop.
Again, you know, entertainment law. I'll just stick with that. I'll shake a tambourine, but with no... with none of the rattling stuff on it, so that when I'm off beat, no one will notice. It'll be great.
It's just a fan.
It'll be great. Yeah, pretty much. But I'm from Athens, and every band is from Athens. All the cool ones.
Really?
And
all of them?
Well, I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them. And a lot of them from the same time that my mom was there. And so, like, the B-52s are family friends.
Oh, cool.
Like, my mom knows, like, Michael Stipe and R.E.M. and all of that stuff. So, like, I grew up going to parties where, like, R.E.M. would play and stuff like that, and it was crazy. And it was I got to meet Debbie Harry and Blondie because my mom's friends were like touring with them, and
that's awesome.
A lot of cool stuff. And so I like have a huge appreciation for music. I just can't
like the pure music. I feel like the bands you listed, that's like pure music because it wasn't like about really like money at that point. I feel like it's just about playing.
Yeah, though they certainly don't have to worry about money anymore.
Yeah. They will somehow. Tell that to the government. They'll do
that. But like, I mean, I feel like a lot of musicians, when you get into it, like, I don't think it's about money anyway. It's really about the music. That's something that's like driving them that they need to create.
At least most of the good ones.
Yeah.
Seems that way.
Yeah, the good ones. I mean, there are some that you're just like, okay, they're obviously just trying to make as much as they can right now. But you can, I feel like there is a way that you can tell who's in it for the long run.
Yeah, I don't know. I really like it because of having like grown up in that, I've gone out to seek some of the same stuff. So like right now I'm looking forward to some of my friends' concerts because I've just ended up friends with a lot of musicians because they share the same interests. And so my friends Space Waste are playing at Olly Olly on June 6th for two short songs, noise sets, and like, I don't know, just cool stuff.
Two short songs?
Well, noise sets. Oh, okay. Like okay. 2-3 minute sets, yeah. And they're like just, they do weird stuff and I like it.
And you've put on shows before too, right?
Yeah, I used to book concerts, benefit concerts. We give the proceeds to different like food kitchens and like battered women's shelters and runaway teen centers and like Project Ruby Casa Ruby.
Is that something that you try to do in Richmond if you get your feet running? Because that's a good town to put on shows too.
It was incredibly draining. It's a lot of work.
Oh, because that's putting on an event.
And event planning.
Yeah,
that's,
that was a real thing that I did. That was a thing, especially for a 16-year-old to be doing it. It was a lot. But
that's when you're like, I want to do it.
But it was really fun and I loved it. We were called Indie Bands with a Mission and we're thinking about restarting up some this summer.
I want to play for them.
Well, you have my information.
Yeah.
You can send me a message. I'll put you on the wait list.
You're on the wait list, Jim.
I'll have my people talk to you somehow.
Okay.
No, but those are cool events. I mean, like, I don't know, because putting on a show, I feel like you learn a whole lot, like just about the whole entire process of that, because that's getting a venue, that's organizing the bands, and that's, there's sort of like a hierarchy too of what order bands would go in.
Yeah, and all the financial stuff was also like huge and frustrating and awful. But so
pretty much you had a business.
Yeah,
you
know? We had a nonprofit license, or at least a business license. It was complicated, taxes, man. But
complicated.
We were legit. It was and it was really fun. And Richmond would be a great place to do it, but it'll be easier. It would be easier if I had a venue. But
like you didn't think about like Gallery 5 or anything like that. They always have great shows over there too.
Yeah, those are great, but the house shows are kind of.
Oh, the house shows.
Those were my favorites.
Yeah, I love house shows. House shows are awesome.
Yeah, you know, charge like $1 to get in.
Yeah.
Have some awesome bands. It'll be great. But
I'm down with house shows. I actually miss house shows. I used to film house shows. It was great.
Yeah, we used to put on a bunch of different stuff, and we put them on at like churches, but like the one that Fugazi had played at, not just like any old church.
Yeah,
and
then, like one that's used to having events.
CD Cellar has a lot of good shows, and they do a lot of like benefit profit stuff that I really respect.
That's cool.
But
yeah, that takes so much effort to do the
it was
the promotion exhausting. Too.
And we were doing one a month for a while we were also in school and
in high school.
In high school. Well, I was in high school and my friend had just graduated.
Okay.
Though she was, at one point it was me, my sophomore year, and her senior year. But
it sounds like you want to start it up. I can see it.
Yeah.
See, that's also the kind of thing I'm interested in, as like doing for a job. But I'm still a teenager for a couple more weeks. So, I don't have to figure my life out yet.
Yeah.
I'm a kid.
But it's good that there is like that vision where you can see where you
want to
go.
Yeah, there are definitely things I want to do. It's not that I'm at a loss for what I want to do. It's that there are too many things that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. But figure it out.
One of them, they'll get weeded down to you just do the best ones. But I feel like you can. I don't know. I have a good feeling that you can put on good events. I haven't been to one, but from what I've heard, that you can put on good events.
They can be a little hit or miss, but we definitely had some really good ones.
Yeah, but the fact that they happened.
Yeah, the fact that we got them to fruition.
Yeah, that's a success to me.
In its own, yes.
After that, who knows what's going to happen, you know what I mean? There's a chaos into it all together.
Yeah, my favorite one was in the attic of this Mexican restaurant.
What? That sounds amazing.
It was called Casa Fiesta. Like, they had plants hanging from the ceiling. It was this super crowded room. Probably way too many people in there, but
that's good.
But we had broke some fire laws.
Well, I didn't say that in case anyone. but we had a band come down from New York, and we had a few local bands, and it was all great, and we were super hyped for it, and it was honestly probably my favorite show that we did. But stuff like, we didn't have microphone cables, and we didn't have this, and stuff was going crazy. But not too long thereafter, they switched managers or owners or something, and now they don't do shows there anymore, which is too sad because it was my favorite Mexican restaurant.
It's like, it always is sad, like a few years later when like the rules changed, or like, you know, like some other mm-hmm. like franchise takes over, and then you kind of miss the good old days. You're like, oh,
yeah, I man, don't.
We were able to do that at the time, but at least you have that memory of like,
yeah. Where am I gonna go though to put on a show where you can distantly hear in between songs very loud, very bad drunken Spanish karaoke coming from downstairs? Mm. I'm gonna have to invest in that.
I know you can find a place. there's gotta be a place for that
somewhere. If you're listening and you know somewhere sounds like that, let me know. Shoot me a line.
Did you ever record the audio from these concerts?
No, we didn't. And honestly, if we did, it wouldn't have been very good quality because there were so many people and it was so loud. But you know, maybe next time.
Yeah, future. That because that could be bootleg another addition to that.
Yeah,
I love bootleg recordings anyway, so.
We'll work on that. Again, we were like super strapped for a budget because we weren't keeping the money for ourselves. I think at one point we kept like 5 to 10% of the proceeds to put on the next show. Mm-hmm. But most of the time we took nothing from it. So we were either doing it out of pocket or just on like donations from other people. And so we had almost no money. And so we really couldn't record or do anything. We could barely get some of the bands we wanted and do some of the stuff.
But it sounds like now you've learned from putting on those original shows that you can take what worked and what didn't. I feel like you can take it to a next level.
It's gonna work. I'm hoping that this summer, if not later, that we'll be able to make it work. I don't know. I'm excited.
But with the same branding though, the same name, or
there actually might be a changeover of that. So, but if we do, we'll like make an announcement on our Facebook or whatever. But we've got to figure out how to do it because we don't have a business license anymore, and so gotta try and be
as in
at least possibly legal.
As in it mm-hmm. went away or just didn't get renewed?
We didn't renew it.
I bet you can still renew it.
We'll see.
If you really want to, you don't have it. Or you can be like, I didn't like that name as much. I'll make a new name. It could be in many things. Or a total reimagining of the identity of this.
We'll make it work. Worst comes to worst, we'll just like change the Facebook name and pretend and lay low for a while and then start doing stuff and no one will be the wiser.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that'll work.
Everyone will say, wait, when did I like this page? Little will they know.
Working the system.
It will be like when you came back to graduate, you're like, I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back and you didn't even know I was yeah. gone. Yeah.
Exactly.
I always wondered about people like that. I was just like, how does that work? How come they didn't have... Did you have to still do schoolwork?
Yeah, I had, okay. I had teachers, not my teachers, but they have these... they're kind of like substitutes, and they come to your house. And so I'd have teachers come to my house, and I'd have to do lessons there in my living room. It was incredibly uncomfortable, both physically and, like, in the fact that there were random teachers in my living room.
So it wasn't really, like, one teacher. It was just, like, a new one every other...
I think there were, like... Well, it was by subject. There was, like, one per subject.
Oh, that makes sense. Because that's how it's for, like, school.
Three classes that I needed them for, I think. But
I feel like, so in a way, that's like part homeschooling then, too.
Yeah, kind of. It was...
Were you just like in a bed or just in a chair the whole time?
We have a like sofa bed thing. It, not in like the ones that pull out, but a sofa that is basically a bed. Just against a wall in our living room.
So it's like school in bed.
Which again was really uncomfortable.
Sounds like it.
Like, what do you like? I know we only have 4 minutes left, but I want to see. Like, so did you like ask questions or like, I don't understand? Yeah. But you're like in bed.
Like, you have to like raise your hand.
Like, no, because they'd be like sitting next to me.
Oh, okay. But, it's not like they have like they brought in like, their own chalkboard. Or no, like that.
No, just like lots of pieces of paper and books. It was an experience.
Was there ever a moment you're like, I don't want to learn right now?
Well, there were a few times when I would get too sick and I would have to ask them to leave because I needed to like go to bed.
Oh, if you think about that, that's pretty awesome. Be like, I don't really. I'm
I guess
done
except
for
I
today.
Still had to take all the exams and stuff at the end of the year. So yeah, but
I'm always trying to make light of the subject matter, but I know it was probably challenging. But there's a moment of it that I look at it and there's like this. I don't know. I'm always trying to romance it a little bit. I don't know why, but I know it probably sucked.
Yeah, largely, but at least that meant my cat got to come to school with me. You know, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gets to say that?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Your experience is very unique.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not as unique as I would like. Too many people have had to deal with this, but
yeah.
But, you know, I'm getting better, and that's incredibly, incredibly encouraging.
And this is something that you're going to have to, you know, live with for the rest of your life, or...
it can go away. It doesn't always. They say that if it does for me, it'll probably be in my late 20s, early 30s. But
that's very really hopeful.
Yeah, I'll make it through.
I guarantee that you'll make it through.
I'm not too worried.
It'll have to be like, I don't know. I feel like you've made it this far, and you're gonna gain some sort of superpower like in the next like year and a half.
Yeah. But that's assuming I don't already have one.
That's true. It'll be like more harnessed. Like you'll fine tune it.
I'll work on it.
You'll be able to gather the forces and become like this massive leader of the underground. So.
Yeah, and I mean I have a really great history so far of not dying.
Yeah.
So, I mean 100%. I've made it through 100% of the time.
Exactly. So. The knowledge that you must be able to relate to be able to gather there. So where can people reach you?
Oh, I'm at. At Psycho Brahe on Instagram, which is PSYCHO_BRAHE, which is my favorite. It's a reference to Tycho Brahe, who's my favorite historical
nice
character who I could go on about forever and I won't, but he's really cool. And then my Facebook is facebook.com/CamillaNeave, CamillaNiab.
Sweet. And thanks for being on the show. I thought you were awesome. Yeah, nothing to be nervous about. First time, I thought it was great.
Well, thank you. It was great being here.
Yes, thanks for being on the show.
So, everyone home, this show is brought to you by Straight Productions. Check them out at straightproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarabello.com. Also, one-shots.com. Now I'm missing what else I do. Whatever. Go astray.tumblr.com. Mr. Bandit. Soundcloud.com/Mr.Bandit. What do you got, Carolyn?
Oh yeah, guys, I got a webcomic called Curls. It's a comic strip that comes out every Monday at curls-studio.com/curls. I also have my own portfolio website at carolynbelevsky.com.
That was awesome. Neve, I thought you were amazing.
Thank you.
You're great.
Did my best.
Whenever you get another
starting
chance.
Starting a new career.
Yeah, this is the start.
Yeah.
This is the historic start. I'd like to have you on again. That'd be great.
Thank you.
I thought you had some great stories. Mm-hmm. So there you go, everyone. Have a great whatever. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And I was Neve. Putting that out there.
Woo! Awesome. You're the first person that did that.
What? That seems silly.
That's awesome. Good night, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
Adios.